Friends and family gathered to say goodbye to Whitney Houston today in the church where her singing career began. Dionne Warwick, Alicia Keys, and Kevin Costner were among those who showed up for the star-studded memorial service. But as NPR's Joel Rose reports, some of the fans who gathered in the streets of Newark felt left out of the day's events.
Whitney Houston learned to sing in the choir at the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, and that's where her family decided to hold a memorial service for the city's favorite daughter, while fans around the world watched live online and on television.
I want to give praise to the Father, for Whitney, that angel from the choir, from God's choir.
Stevie Wonder headlined a long list of musical tributes interspersed with remembrances from friends and family. Houston's sister-in-law Patricia spoke about Whitney as a woman who tried to give her fans what they wanted despite her well-publicized struggles with addiction.
Even when she was tired or a bit lost, she gave and gave and then gave some more.
Whitney Houston was born in Newark. Her family moved to the nearby suburb of East Orange, New Jersey, when she was four. But Houston is still revered here, where her performance of the Star-Spangled Banner plays before the beginning of city council meetings. Hundreds of fans gathered in the streets near the church to pay their respects, including Felicia Nace.
We love Whitney. We love her. I am Newark-born. Whitney was Newark-born. I have a lot of respect for her work and just to watch her climb from where she was to her heights. So, yeah.
Hundreds of Newark residents tried to pay their condolences to the Houston family in person, but many were disappointed to find that they couldn't get anywhere near the official funeral. Police set up temporary barricades to keep crowds several blocks away from the church. That did not sit well with Edward Thompson.
The fan base supported her 100%. That's what made her the superstar she was, okay, and still is now for us. She's that superstar. Let the fans get closer, you know, and show the love. You know, we got tears outside the perimeters.
A few of those tears belonged to Thompson's brother, Maurice. He wore a brand new T-shirt with Whitney Houston's picture on it.
We, like, pushed to the side. We, like, 3-4 blocks away. I cried my eyes out last night. You know, I love Whitney. All due respect to the family, I feel as though we should be able to somehow grieve with them. All you can see is the steeple to the church. Come on.
For a while, there was talk of a public memorial service in a local arena. But some fans, like Nikki Hughes of Trenton, felt the private ceremony was the right thing to do.
I think that this was the best thing for our family to have this in privacy. I mean, the world had her for 40 years. You know, let them lay her to rest in peace like this, you know.
Even with the wide perimeter around the church, there were a few street vendors trying to sell posters, T-shirts, and DVDs. Sabrina Hoskins of Camden, New Jersey, set up a table with Whitney merchandise a few feet from her pickup truck, which was blasting Houston's hit songs.
Whitney had a voice like a bird, like a sewing bird. And when she sang, it was like the world was uplifted. And I love her, and I pray for her daughter. You know, because she's so young to lose her mom. I guess God said it was time to come home.
At the end of the service, Whitney Houston's casket was carried out of the church to her own recording of I Will Always Love You. Joel Rose, NPR News, Newark, New Jersey.